A chaplain can understand every concept in a lesson and still freeze when a real person sits down and says, "I do not know what to do next." Activity-based learning helps close that gap.
Because the field does not hand us neat questions. In a corporate setting, an encounter may begin in a hallway, after a difficult meeting, or during a major organizational change. How does an activity prepare someone for that?
It asks the learner to do more than absorb information. You may enter a scenario, choose an opening response, notice what you missed, and try again. Reflection then connects the choice to presence, ethics, boundaries, and appropriate referral.
And adaptive lesson richness matters here. A new learner may need a clear framework and sample language. An experienced practitioner may need greater complexity, competing concerns, or a moment where several responses sound reasonable.
Exactly. The goal is not to memorize one perfect sentence, it is to practice wise attention. What is this person saying? What are they not saying? What belongs within chaplain care, and what requires support from another qualified resource?
Let's make that concrete. Imagine an employee approaches after a restructuring announcement. They say, "I have barely slept, I cannot focus, and I do not know how much longer I can keep going."
An activity-based lesson can pause there. The learner must decide what to do first. A grounded response might acknowledge the weight of the moment, invite the employee to say more, and listen for immediate safety concerns without rushing to interpret or fix.
The chaplain may also notice physical, emotional, cognitive, behavioral, relational, and spiritual concerns. But noticing is not diagnosing. We remain within our role, offer calm presence, and follow established workplace and safety protocols.
If the conversation points to clinical care, urgent risk, or needs beyond chaplain scope, the chaplain refers. Depending on the situation, that could mean an employee assistance resource, a licensed clinician, medical support, or emergency services.
Then, the learning activity should continue. What words preserved dignity? Was confidentiality explained accurately? Did the chaplain make promises they could not keep? Did they know the organization's referral pathway before the encounter happened?
That kind of practice forms judgment. At Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, activity-based learning is designed to move knowledge toward responsible action while leaving room for context and reflection.
So the takeaway is simple. Do not treat an activity as an extra task after the lesson. Treat it as rehearsal for the bedside, break room, office, or hallway, where steady presence, clear boundaries, and a timely referral can shape the next right step.